7:52 in the morning, Playhouse of the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station. So it happens every now and then. There's that survey that people do and they ask adults, like current adults, like, what is something that kids these days will never understand? Which, there's no better way to sound like you're about 1,000 years old than even saying the statement kids these days. But we also, okay, you fine, you say it. And they get this list out, and it's fine, and there's stuff on there like, we'll never know what a rotary phone is. I think we can make a better list. Every time I see stuff like this, I'm like, I know we can do better as the Playhouse family. So we'll just call this kids these days. But it's really the same question. When you think of, like, kids these days, and you define that however you would like to. You know, really, it's going to be a generational thing. Depending on your age, you see different groups of people as kids, right? Is anyone younger than you, you say, is a kid. What is something that kids these days will never understand? Amy Kay.
I don't know. Probably texting with T9. Now everybody has the keyboard.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
But do you remember having to hit a button a bunch of just to go through
multiple
the letters?
Times.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to hit the 3-4 times now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that was tough.
Texting in class, it would make it harder.
Do we still do the QWERTY keyboard? Is that on anything anymore?
Is that the one where you kind of draw the lines?
No, I think that was the one where you like slide it out and you'd have a full little keyboard. Oh, it was great. Kids these days will never understand the QWERTY keyboard.
But they have a full keyboard.
No. What was it called? Not a flip. Gah. I have to find a picture. You'll know what I mean when you see it.
Okay.
Hey, let me Google it.
It was a cell phone?
Yes.
And it had a full keyboard.
Yes.
Was it by T-Mobile? And did go like this?
Google doesn't like me, but when it likes me again, you will get to see it and you're going to go, oh, that's what you mean. I'm not actually sure that's what it's called, though, is the other problem. Why is it this computer always works just fine, but when I want to show somebody something, it hates me.
You need
me.
It.
Why?
How
Why?
About that? Kids these days dial up internet. Do you remember that? That crazy noise it would make.
Mm-hmm. Kids these days, well, in the vein of that, never understand having to not go on the internet so somebody else could use the phone. This keyboard, Amy, where it was like slide out.
Okay, yeah, I remember that. What was T-Mobile had a phone like that?
It may or may not have been called the Sidekick. I'm not
Sidekick,
sure.
I think that is what it was called.
Yeah, I don't
I always wanted that phone.
Remember. They were awesome, though. Are you? Oh, yeah, it was called the Sidekick.
Oh, my God, people are texting us. I wasn't even looking.
You know, had I been not on Google Images, that would have been super helpful. I had seen some other things that kids these days will never understand.
Someone said, kids these days, well, now we're getting different ones. A BlackBerry, slide phone, cell phone with slide-out keyboard. Someone said, kids these days will never understand just being able to ride your bike and go to the park. I feel like now you always have to text your parents exactly where they're going or they're tracking you with cell phones. We just had to be home when the sun was coming down.
Yeah, how about, well, this is just everybody now. Kids these days, but none of us will ever get to experience again just being completely inaccessible. Or having to check your voicemail when you get home.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you tried to call somebody, they didn't answer, they're not going to answer. And you leave them a message, and eventually they'll get back to you. Maybe.
Yeah, just text me instead.
There's a time where that's just how it worked. Kids these days?
Kids these days will never know what the phrase, be kind and rewind, means or where it came from.
That's true. Yeah, what do they have to rewind? You got to rewind nothing.
What about even DVDs?
Yeah, I mean, isn't it weird that DVDs are getting weird and like disappearing now because you're streaming everything? It's all on demand.
I forget what movie. I was Shrek. I wanted to watch Shrek the other day and I couldn't really find it anywhere. And so I thought, I'm going to have to set up my DVD player and get my DVDs out.
Man, that just feels weird.
Yeah.
That feels archaic. And it's a DVD for crying out loud.
I know. And I was like, can my TV still hook up to this? Do they still have the inputs and everything?
Kids these days, 237, it's thanks 35270. Oh, you hung up the phone. Defeats the purpose. We've seen some more text ones.
Yeah, someone said, kids these days will never know the drama of MySpace top 8. Oh, all your friends. And then if you would move someone around, they would get upset.
Oh, and they know it too.
Yeah.
Even if they were still in the top 8, if they weren't like in the right order. Oh, dang.
Someone said, kids will never know Blockbuster. Kids will never know the struggle of trying to go through your case of CDs and find the perfect CD.
Mm-hmm. And see, it's Y94 kids these days will never know what.
To wait till the end of the day to check your social media when you got home from school. Like, you couldn't check Facebook all day. You had to get home, go on the computer, like the dial-up, and like scroll through the news feed.
Well, yeah, because now, I mean, you're checking, what, every 10, 15, 20 minutes, you see what's going on. You see your messages, your notifications. It was like a maybe once, right, twice a day event at one point.
And you're, like, updating everybody on your life, like, every 5 minutes, whereas before it was like you had to wait till the end of the day.
Yeah. God, 100%. Hey, listen, thank you for calling the Playhouse today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye. Hey, good morning. It's Y94. Kids these days, they'll never understand what. How to be patient and wait for the radio guy to finish his sentence before they hang up the phone. Y94 kids these days will never understand what? Hello?
They will never understand the struggle of trying to time it perfectly to record your songs off the radio onto your cassette.
Mm-hmm. And every song either starts or ends with somebody being like, Y94, here's Cindy Rita from, you know, you got the DJ on there and everything.
Yep, my mom found an old cassette that I had taped, and my friend and I made a radio show when we were kids, and it was really funny to listen to. But we were lucky we found a tape player to play it on.
Or in that vein, somebody accidentally recording over your, like, VHS, like you have something recorded, and then they record it over it, and you're like, oh, come on, that's the wedding video.
We had somebody record over a baptism video once.
Oh.
you wanted that.
Yeah, sorry, brother. Now dad's got the football game on there instead.
There's a cherished memory that we'll never get to experience. I don't like to brag about this often, but in my first grade production, and I think we teamed up with the sixth graders of Wizard of Oz, I got to be one of the lead roles. I was Toto.
What? And, the dog?
I was the dog. And I followed Dorothy around, who I believe I had a crush on, if I remember correctly. And so it was a really good role for me. And they had this on tape. We paid money because the school was selling VHS tapes of these. And we tried to go back to this recently, and it was like a Vikings game. So you don't even see me in it. It's a Vikings game now.
Those are things, like, we had that too. We'll never be able to get it back.
It sucks. Hey, listen, we appreciate you calling today. You have a great day, okay? Bye. Have we seen some more text ones? Amy Kay.
Yeah, someone said kids these days will never know the true flavor of anything because it's different. Someone else said, kids will never understand what it's like to not be able to Google everything. And someone said, kids these days won't understand doing a report at the library.
It's accurate. Well, because think of the Google one's kind of crazy. You remember when there was a time when you didn't know something? You just didn't know. Like, you could find out pretty much anything in seconds.
I just remember there were times when we had to look up the definitions and had use like an actual dictionary for like a school project. Now you just type it in and it makes it so much easier instead of having to, okay, here's D, and then try to look alphabetically.
There was a time where somebody would say, like, man, how old is Bill Nye the Science Guy? And like five people in the room would throw out different ages guessing based on what they think he looks like. Now you could have, in the time of me finishing that sentence, not only told me how old he is, but his exact birthday and probably the hospital he was born in.
That is true. Now
instantly,
we have info on everything, way more than we even needed.
Kids these days, what is something that kids these days, however you define that, just will not understand? 237, it's text the Playhouse 35270. Joe Bros, who's in your head? Y94. It's Playhouse, Y94, 805. Just really calling it, I guess, kids these days. At 237, it's text 35270. They did this survey, and I feel like this is done at least every year by like a notable organization, and then it goes viral every time. And they ask a whole bunch of adults, well, what's something kids these days will never understand?
Hey, sonny, what is something other kids these days won't understand? See?
I'm not sure what the she is.
It does sound so old.
Hey, kids, get off my lawn!
And they ask people this, and it's an all right list. It's fine. And we could have covered this in 30 seconds and read the stupid 10-point list and ran on and played Easy on Me from Adele or Olivia Rodrigo. But instead, we decided that we would make our own list, and I think ours is already by far better. What are we seeing? Kids these days
will never understand, Amy.
They'll never understand rushing home to watch TRL after school. Someone else said, kids will never understand rabbit ears or just having three TV stations. Someone else said, my 12-year-old daughter couldn't believe when they were watching Fear Factor on Pluto TV that she couldn't stop it. And then try to watch it later. You either watch it then or you miss it. She's not a fan of live TV. I had no idea how difficult my child was. Someone else said, kids these days will never understand riding your bike to your friend's house just to see if they can hang out or if they're even home.
Kids these days will never understand what? 237, it's text 35270, hi.
You know, I don't feel like kids these days will ever appreciate having a nice watch. Or even watches in general. We all just look at our cell phones and, you know, everything is on our cell phone now. And even the watches that come out now are actually tied to the phone or a Fitbit. It's all digital. It's not an actual nice watch.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. 9 times out of 10, if somebody's like, oh, you got to check out my new watch, or I got a watch for Christmas, they mean like they got the Apple Watch or something. Like it's the phone watch.
But that's what I love. I love that we have our phones on us at all times. I remember being a kid and my teacher saying, you're not always going to have a calculator on you. Yeah, joke's on you. Good thing I'm bad at math and I do have that calculator on me all the time.
It's a great time. What a time to be alive.
For real. I love it.
Don't you wish you could call her and let her know you do have a calculator all the time? But guess what? You can't, Amy, because she's dead.
I do. Not like that, but I do kind of want to be like, hey, remember that time you told me I wouldn't have a calculator? Now I have it on me basically all the time.
Ha!
Unless my phone is dead, which it rarely is.
How about kids these days will never understand, insert how many stores here that they can never walk through? You remember Circuit City? Good times. Or restaurants? You ever sit at a Chi-Chi's Mexican restaurant before? It was great food.
These aren't anyone's that I've...
Mervyn's, no. California? You ever been to Mervyn's?
Mm-mm.
A Dayton's? You ever been to a Dayton's?
Nope.
Or, here's a very recent one for you. Unless, I think they might be bringing it back. Toys R Us. Like, I'm lucky enough
that... Is it coming back, though?
I think in weird forms that aren't Toys R Us forms. But that idea of this sprawling warehouse, it's gone now. Now it's just a corpse that spirit lives in. You know, the Halloween costume
yes.
store.
Yes.
But there's no more Toys R Us. Lucky enough, was it beyond 2 years, something like that? Three, maybe?
I think so, yeah.
I think my children have vague memories of Toys R Us, but they don't really remember the magic. They don't remember walking through that dirty, disgusting, hasn't been updated since 1992 warehouse and looking at overpriced toys. They don't remember.
Can I just say something? And I know it's going to make people mad. Why are people so obsessed with Toys R Us? I don't think it's a magical place.
It's memories, man.
It's gross. Had the flickering lights.
I guess you could say they don't want to grow up. They're a Toys R Us kid.
Why are you saying it? You look so sad.
I am sad.
Are you going to cry?
Listen, about the time they announced their closing, somebody did like a somber rendition of that song and it was going viral. And I honestly, it choked me up. It was so sad. It was so, so sad.
It's a toy store. What is so good about it?
You know, I want to see if I can. What do you mean? What's so Jeffrey is so good about it? The Isles
giraffe?
Of Ice, it was magical. And you can nobody. Just shut your face. Nobody doesn't think it's magical. You're alone.
I don't think. I think it's just like too over talked about.
You know, it's people like you that ruin childhoods.
What?
You are a childhood murderer.
How? Because I didn't like the toy store?
I also want to make sure that you heard me right. Childhood murderer.
Thank you.
Yeah. You see, some more kids these days will never understand. Well, I Google trying to find my sad Toys R Us song.
Yeah, but I don't know what this means. Kids these days don't know the joys of a party phone line. Is that dirty?
I don't really remember.
Someone said class reunions before social media. The excitement of JCPenney's catalog. Kids these days will never understand the awesomeness of Oregon Trail or picking which colored Apple TV computer was best in the computer lab or recording your ringtone off the radio. Someone else said MapQuest, printing out directions on paper, carrying it with you while driving. That's so crazy even to just think about now.
You remember the commercials that were like, hey, it's a tone gerbil or tone
yeah.
hamster. If you want to have Hey There Delilah as your ringtone, text 2 to whatever. You remember
what
that?
About, do you remember Cha-Cha? It was some
kinda
text
similar.
Thing
yeah, yeah.
where you could text a question to Cha-Cha.
Text Cha-Cha.
Yeah.
But who are the poor guys that had to respond to those?
I don't know.
Do we still have the commercials that are, you know, would air just late at night that are like, these steamy co-eds want to talk to you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that still on TV?
I don't know if those still play.
No? What is something kids these days will never, ever, ever understand? You want to throw one in before we're done with this because it's making me sad. 237, it's text 35270.
You're in the playhouse on Y94.
Make sure you stay tuned and listen up.
Better wake up. Better wake up.
Yeah. Y94.
All right, grab the last couple of these now that we all feel about 1,000,002 years old. Y94, Playhouse of the Morning. We asked a simple question. What is something that kids these days will never understand? Some more texted ones. Amy K.
Someone said camping outside for a midnight premiere of a blockbuster movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or what about even just trying to get movie times? You would have to call the movie theater.
Yeah, I mean, now it's all on the app or whatever. You can pick your seat on your phone.
Yeah, they do make it way easier.
Oh, the Marcus Theaters app or MarcusTheaters.com.
And even just dream loungers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are amazing.
You know, kind of in the vein of like the midnight premiere and having to camp out and wondering if you're going to get tickets, this, that, and the other. How about kids these days will never appreciate or understand what Black Friday was for so many years? Because now Black Friday is like this month-long event. Or, you know, before we were mad because it was trickling into Thursday. It was trickling into Thanksgiving. But, like, it used to be this concept. If it was, like, midnight, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, people are out punching each other for a TV. It was fun because we'd go out and we'd be handing people coffee and lines while they're, like, 1,000 people outside of Target. Like, that doesn't, like, versions of it happen, but it's not the same.
Not as crazy as it used to be.
Mm-mm.
I'm happy. I didn't like it. And my mom was like, oh, we gotta go get the Wii. We gotta wait at Walmart for 5 hours.
Yeah, that was fun times.
Mm-mm.
Fun times. Kids these days will never understand.
Waiting for dial-up internet.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely lots of versions like that. A lot of the tech ones, somebody just sent something about waiting for their pictures to get developed. Now you can decide if you don't like a picture a second after you've taken it.
That's what I was going to say. You get to just see it right away. Yo, you don't like it? Delete it. We'll take a new one.
There was a time where you'd bring your film in and you'd leave and you'd look at them and you'd hate every picture. And you know what? You paid the money for those pictures you hate.
Even just think about having a digital camera to now just doing everything on your phone. I couldn't imagine having like this... having separates when you would have an iPod that had the music, your phone, then you would have a digital camera. Now it's just all together in one.
Do places still brag about being like 1 hour photo destinations and think that's impressive? Is that still a thing?
Like, yeah, they're hey. Like 49 cents. Oof. I get emails about them all the time.
We can get these for you in an hour. Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
that's super impressive.
Still print them.
What sort of technology do you have back there? Are you able to print these photos for me in an hour? Also, why is it taking you in an hour?
Someone said watching the news in the morning to see if school was canceled.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it takes you seconds to find out now.
Do they call now or what do they do? I don't have kids.
Who knows? You might get a text notification, see it on Facebook. I mean, it's going to be everywhere.
Someone said playing Game Boy, which was awesome by itself, especially during car drives, making the perfect mix CD. Someone said... they'll never understand making plans with someone and you couldn't text them at the movie theater to say you were there. You just actually had to go look for them and find them.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else said the frustration of going all the way to Blockbuster to get the movie you've been waiting forever to see and then it's sold out.
It's not good times. Some of these are good times. Some of these are bad times.
That's what I was going to say. That sounds terrible.
Hey, I did find my Toys R Us song, by the way.
Also, they say at Walmart on 13th, you can print them in less than 5 minutes.
There we go. See, now there you can tout that.
Up.
Way to go, Walmart. Here's the sad version of the Toys R Us song for the kids these days that'll never get to walk in its halls.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I could play with. From bikes and trains to video games. It was the biggest toy store there is. I don't want to grow up because if still wanna be a toy.
Was that, like, I don't remember the happier version of that song.
What do you mean you don't remember the happier version of the song? This story's been gone for 2-3 years. It's not like it was gone when you were 8.
I don't remember the Toys R Us commercial.
You literally worked here.
How did it go? Just like that, but
it's
happier?
It's the same song, but happy. And with a happy giraffe prancing around. What is there to know?
I don't know. It just doesn't familiar to me. I know what Toys R Us was.
Where did you buy toys?
Probably Toys R Us. I don't know. Just it doesn't sound like a familiar song to me.
What do you mean? It doesn't sound like a familiar song. Everybody knows the song. That's not even words. How do you not know the song?
I don't know. It doesn't sound familiar.
I don't even know you. You can know somebody for years and not know somebody. I don't even know who you are.
Because I don't know
who are you?
Is it a theme song, the commercial song? I just don't know it.
It's the Toys R Us theme song, you monster!
but I don't know
who
it.
Who are you? We're supposed to be done. I want to see if this person is as offended as I am. Y94, are you calling to berate Amy?
I am. I am 38 years old, so I'm not super old, and I can sing that song word for word, cheery as all get out. I love Toys R Us.
Would you like to sing it right now?
Yeah, can you sing it? It doesn't sound familiar to me.
I'm going to take you guys off speaker so I can do a good
version. Okay, yeah, no, that's good. Yeah. You got to turn that on radio, too, or the delay is going to mess you up.
All right.
We're ready if you're ready.
Okay. Can you hear me good?
Yeah, yes. We hear it. We're ready to go.
All right. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. From trikes to bikes and video games. It's the biggest toy store there is.
Gee whiz.
Gee whiz. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Oh, I screwed up the end.
No, it's okay.
You're really good, and you're good at singing, but still, it's not ringing any bells.
I'm confused.
I don't think that was always their song.
It was their song for as long as I can remember.
I know, like, the slogan, I'm a Toys R Us kid, but that's it.
I'm just confused. Thank you for calling and making me feel not crazy.
I appreciate it.
You guys have a great day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Look, at many people, they agree with me. They've never heard it. Amy, don't feel bad. I don't know that song either.
How? Absolutely how?
I don't know. That person also said she was 38. That's still 10 years older than me.
Oh, wonderful for you. Wonderful for you. That's just so wonderful for you. Y94.